Update. August 30, 2022, the union representing West Vancouver Blue bus drivers and mechanics is again warning the commuting public to come up with alternate travel plans with an escalation of job action coming after Labor Day. The Amalgamated Transit Union Local 134 will announce details of a plan for a full strike and picketing at Park Royal if a deal with the District of West Vancouver can't be reached by September 7. On Tuesday, August 30, the District of West Vancouver offered to return to mediation with the union if it would postpone further job action, which Cornell Niagu, ATU Local 134 president, said was rejected outright. But he said his members would be willing to go to binding arbitration, although he said that would not avoid a full strike. "I'm ready, as a union, to take the risk and accept whatever the arbitrator is going to decide on our issues," said Niagu. "But otherwise, I said to my employer at this point, they have to ask not if we're going to go on strike. They have to ask how long we're going to stay on strike. That's the real question at this moment." Previously, ATU said the main issues at the bargaining table are giving their 50 shuttle bus drivers wage parity with the Coast Mountain Bus Co's shuttle drivers, and guaranteed washroom breaks written into the schedule. The washroom breaks issue is now dropped and the union is highlighting a reduction in split shifts, the ability for mechanics to bank stat holiday time, and an exemption from the district's long-term disability coverage program as the main sticking points. District spokesperson Donna Powers issued a statement Tuesday in response. "The district's latest offer addressed several of the ATU's stated concerns, and we believe recent progress indicates that a productive conversation could occur. We are committed to resolving the matter and, hopefully, avoiding further strike action," it read. "It is disappointing that the union declined to participate in mediated bargaining in favor of escalating strike action, which will result in a loss of income for Blue Bus employees and inconvenience the traveling public. The Blue Bus typically carries about 18,000 passengers per day. The union local last went on full strike in 2016 for one day before a deal could be reached." Original. August 26, 2022. West Vancouver's Blue Bus drivers and mechanics say they are prepared to go on full strike and picket at Park Royal if a new contract isn't signed soon after Labor Day. The Amalgamated Transit Union Local 134, which the 150 drivers and mechanics belong to, announced Friday, August 27, that its members will picket the bus stops outside Park Royal, with details of the escalation in job action coming on September 7. "Our picket line, it's going to be in effect when we're going to stop the service altogether. That's our plan. At that moment, there's going to be no blue buses on the road." "Nothing," said Cornell Niagu, ATU 134 president. "We apologize. Unfortunately, we don't want this to happen, but it seems that it's the only way, and we expect there to be a huge disruption in September. We advise all the residents and all the riders using our buses to make plans ahead and not rely on our bus service. The Blue Bus typically carries about 18,000 passengers per day. The union local last went on full strike in 2016 for one day before a deal could be reached. Niagu said they've chosen to picket at Park Royal because it is the main transit hub for West Vancouver and because they believe that it will prevent Coast Mountain Bus Company drivers within the TransLink system from reaching almost all of their stops within West Vancouver. Niagu accused TransLink and Coast Mountain of increasing service to West Vancouver to fill gaps created by the ATU's current ban on overtime for its members. He said he expects Coast Mountain drivers will respect their picket line, however he said they have been resistant to the plan. "We don't like these kind of maneuvers, so we have to take extreme measures if we want to send a word out," he said. At this moment, ATU lawyers are in discussion with the Coast Mountain bus lawyers, trying to find a reasonable solution. Coast Mountain, meanwhile, says it will seek to stop the ATU from preventing TransLink passengers from getting where they need to go. Coast Mountain Bus Company is closely monitoring the ongoing dispute between the District of West Vancouver and the union representing Blue Bus employees, a statement from Coast Mountain read. "We are seeking an order from the Labor Relations Board to prevent any disruption to Coast Mountain Bus Company services." Publicly, the ATU says the main issues at the bargaining table are giving their 50 shuttle bus drivers wage parity with the Coast Mountain shuttle drivers, and guaranteed washroom breaks written into the schedule. Niagu predicted the job action will have an impact on mall staff in particular. "If we shut down the Park Royal stops, with the picket lines, can you imagine all those workers at Park Royal who are not going to be able to use the transit anymore? He said. In response to the warning from the ATU, the District of West Vancouver released a statement largely outlining the most recent contract offer for the union to consider. The District of West Vancouver is pleased to share that desirable movement toward an agreement has been made, it read. Among the items listed in a package offered on Thursday, a 3% increase for all workers, and a 5% increase for skilled trades, as well as a schedule for reducing the gap between Coast Mountain Bus Company shuttle operators and Blue Bus shuttle operators. The district has proposed an agreement for scheduled recovery time with an assurance that washroom breaks can be taken at any time. The union has agreed that ATU members have not been treated in a punitive manner for using the washroom. Scheduled recovery time will help support employees attending to personal needs during their workday, the statement read. The district says it will pay to cover the significant costs of employees' medical exams for licensing, and the latest offer has double-time wages kick in after 10 hours, rather than the previous 11. This recognizes employees who work long hours in benefit to the community, the statement read. According to the district, service levels have dropped by about 10% on weekdays and 13% on weekends. Park Royal management has not yet responded to a request for comment. Brichter at nsnews.com, twitter.com/brentrichter.